Welcome to No Filter, a skincare podcast featuring the good, the bad, and the unfiltered. Hosted by myself, Courtney Adams.
And me, Griffin Churchwell.
Welcome. Today we have Griffin and myself, and we are coming at you with a bunch of skin myths.
Yes, these would be, it's kind of a list. We've compiled a list of just the things that we feel like we talk about so much day to day. The biggest skin myths we see all over the internet.
People messaging us on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, the DMs about this stuff. And I'm going to start with one I don't feel like is talked about enough, but the myth that your skin adapts to your skincare and stops working. Because I don't think... doesn't make sense to me, because the skin you have today is not going to be the same skin you have in 28 to 32 days. Your skin's going to turn over. So I don't know how your skin could get used to it. Plus, I think once people start better grade products and start seeing results, you become accustomed to seeing your face like that. But you think it should keep going and going and going until what? I don't know. You have see-through skin, I guess. I mean, like, you know, you get to a point where topicals have made as much of a difference as they can, and they're going to maintain you. If you're still unhappy, maybe it's time to talk about
the
treatments.
Knife.
Yeah. Well, I mean, facials, lasers, the knife. Yeah, it's time to talk about treatments. But I don't believe that skincare, you know, quote unquote, stops working and your skin adapts to it.
Yeah, it's just not the end all be all. Like, you're going to see your results because 80% of your time is at home, or 90% of your time is at home. The treatment is usually like the extra push. It's to help the stuff at home go deeper. So you kind of need both, but no, I agree. It does not stop working. If anything, you probably are just changing products so things continue to work better for you. You might add in a new product every now and then to increase the growth factors or the peptides, because the products that you use at 60 are not always the products that you use at 20. So it's always evolving. So myth.
Okay.
I like this.
what's one of yours, what bothers you?
It's the one that you actually said that really bothers you too, is the dermaplaning. Like, well, if you dermaplane me, my hair will grow back quicker and thicker and darker. No. Okay. So you have two types of hair on your body. You have vellus hair and you have terminal hair. And terminal hair is exactly what it sounds like. Terminal. It is your pubic hair. It is that leg hair. It's that coarse, dark, thick, prickly hair. Your vellus hair is like your baby peach fuzz. And on your face, you primarily have vellus hair all over it. And we all have it. We have hair all over our bodies. And so vellus hair, when it's taken off, it comes back the exact same way. When terminal hair comes off, it does kind of come back coarser, it almost feels like, because it's coming back at a blunt angle. So as you age, some women typically on two spots on the corners of their upper lip and the two right and the left spots on their chin get little terminal hairs there, because it's a hormonal hair, kind of like how we get them on our pelvic region. Okay. So when those hairs come back, Griffin's laughing at me. When those hairs come back, of course, they're going to be a little bit darker.
Yeah.
But if you're just dermaplaning the vellus hair off of the face, it's just going to come back as vellus hair. The reason that some people think that it comes back thicker and whatever is because they're used to it feeling like a baby's ass for about 20 days. Mm-hmm. Then that hair starts to grow back and they're like, but my hair. And then it's like, okay, well, let it get back to the natural length that it already was, and it'll feel the same. Just give it a little bit of time.
Yeah, I feel like it's rare that I even notice my hair growing back after dermaplane. I feel like one day it's super smooth, and then the next thing I know, it's a month later, and I'm like, oh, I need to get that done again. Maybe I just don't, and I do stare at my skin like most of us probably do, but maybe I don't as close as those people do. But I always like to point out simply, like, if shaving your hair made it grow back thicker, darker, why wouldn't men shave their heads that are balding to prevent male baldness? Like, we would have cured balding by now if we could all just shave and get our hair to grow back thicker, right? Boom.
Boom! Like, okay, that was good.
Right? It doesn't make sense to me when people say that. I'm like, how could you think that? But anyway, what is the next?
Okay. Wait. Myth.
Yeah.
Okay, myth. All right, what's your next one?
SPF and makeup.
Is it good enough? Is it effective?
Is it good enough?
No.
We do not believe. So a lot of times it's maybe it's a 15. A lot of these cosmetic companies like Estee Lauder don't put in a lot of the same studies that physician dispensed skincare brands do. And it's just,
it's basically like, it's not adequate enough. You're not putting enough on. If you're putting the tiniest amount of little makeup on your face, I mean, if you actually sat down and looked at what the amount of sunscreen you need to put on your body, it's like equivalent to like a shot glass of sunscreen. I guarantee you, you're not putting a shot glass of makeup on. And if you are, honey, stop.
Yes.
Is that like pretty much what you're trying to say? Like,
that's what I was trying to spit out that I couldn't get to a second ago.
But I'm in your brain.
Yes,
so
you
I
are
know,
in my brain. I love you for that. So that's, yeah, people don't put on enough foundation to be the equivalent. Like, I think it's like 2 tablespoons for your face.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of foundation. So people don't put that on as well. So I recommend to people, you know, putting on a true sunscreen, and there's really no reason not to. They are so cosmetically elegant nowadays. Mm-hmm. You can find some beautiful tinted sunscreens.
Yes.
That you don't maybe even need foundation. I feel like, and I know you're going to say the same thing, like, we work best and we work the most on women who want to get to a place where they can just throw on a tinted sunscreen and they feel so comfortable in their skin. They don't need foundation.
Foundation makes your skin look older than it is. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't care what you fight me on it.
Yeah. It always just looks cakey.
Yeah. It will always make your skin look, it doesn't matter how old you are. When you're younger, you like makeup usually because it makes you look a little bit older and mature.
Yeah.
But as you age, that makeup will continue to sit in every single crevice. If you put on a luxurious moisturizer and a tinted sunscreen, honey, you are going to be living your most beautiful skin, best life, okay? Yes. And when we say elegant sunscreen, she's talking about the Skin Better Compact. It's tinted, it's mineral, and it protects you from UVA, UVB. Those are your aging and burning rays. It protects you from the IRA and blue light damage. So you want to have all the protection that you can get. That wasn't a sales ad, by the way.
No, it wasn't. We're not sponsored by Skin Better.
We should be.
We'd love to be. Side note.
Yeah.
But I've been loving the lotion they made out of the compact, the new lotion. That's what I've been wearing for like the last 2 weeks.
The Tone Smart?
The Tone Smart lotion. I love it. It's so
good.
I
knew you would love it, especially because you love color science and you don't mind warming up a product in your hands. I still am a compact girl. Die hard OG. Okay, so... Yeah. No, your makeup is not enough SPF. You need to put, if you're going to wear makeup, you got to put your SPF on first, okay?
Yes.
And then you're going to have to put your moisturizer on before your SPF, because your SPF is not meant to be your moisturizer, okay? You don't want it to seep into your skin. You want it to stay on the outside and protect you. Okay. Let me pull up the list because it closed out. The stronger you exfoliate, the better natural skincare. Or wait, no.
Those were two separate.
The stronger you exfoliate, the better.
Yeah, like there's all these companies coming out with these like single acid formulas, and people are like buying 5 and 6, like a glycolic acid, a lactic acid, a salicylic, because they're all like $5 a piece or something.
God.
And, like, they don't have know what they're doing, and they're burning their faces off. They're damaging the barrier of their skin.
Yeah, because they're the ones they have all of the ordinary $5 serums, but they don't own the sunscreen, you know?
Yeah, well, they don't know how to use the products.
Yes, and they're putting unstable vitamin C on their face, you know? Know what you're doing. Okay.
I just made like such a face at like unstable vitamin C. And then I thought, who am I?
Oh, like, I'm a snob. Like, I'm the first person to educate a girl on and a guy on unstable vitamin C. Like, if you're using an stable vitamin C. You are unstable, okay? I can't deal.
This is why that meme I posted like last night about being the kidnappers returning me after 2 hours after me talking about SPF. I think that's why that resonated with so many of us, because I just made like a face at unstable vitamin C. I'm like, ew, like, oh my God. Like, and this is why I wouldn't get kidnapped, because I could talk about that in SPF for hours and they would want to get rid of me.
And if you get kidnapped, okay, let's go into some self-defense here. I hear this. My best friend says, if you ever get kidnapped, pee and poop on yourself. And they don't want you. And I was like, you don't even gotta tell me twice. I'll have already peed on myself.
Probably, yeah.
And if you ever feel like you're being followed, you need to go in a square. So make a right turn, a right turn, a right turn, a right turn. And if it keeps following you, you're being followed.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. All right. Okay. I don't need to sidetrack, but
there we go.
Protect yourself.
Back to
skin. And your skin, because you don't need to over exfoliate it. Okay. Also, certain products are formulated to be safe. You know, like, you don't want to concoct your own routine if you really don't know what everything will do and how it will react to each other. So maybe you had a retinoid at home and you're like, well, I'm going to add in the salicylic and the glycolic and the malic and the majuju berry and just whatever. I'm going to make this all up. You're going to cause adverse reactions and more than likely burn your skin. Okay, next one. This one says, natural, quote unquote, skincare is better.
Oh, I mean, that could be like a whole episode. But
tell me your opinion, because I worked at a green beauty salon.
I'm
opinionated too.
I mean, I think there probably are some brands out there that are like nice brands that are like talking about this, but that shouldn't be your selling point as a product to me. It's like, what's you're basically like your idea is you're scaring consumers into buying your products from the start, because you're saying, oh, these are safe, so you're implying that everything else around it isn't safe.
Yeah, fear mongering is not a sales tactic.
That's not how you sell me. That's not how you get me interested in a product. Number one. Number two, poison ivy's natural. Do you want to rub that on you?
Ooh.
Like uranium is natural. Is that good for you? Just because it's natural doesn't mean it's good for you. I love lavender, but if I apply it topically, I will break out into a rash. Like lavender oil, I have learned that, and I keep burning myself over and over because I do love it. But just because it's natural doesn't mean it's better. And, you know, preservatives are in food. Like people go off about parabens. Y'all, parabens are in a lot of the fruits you eat. I hate to break that to you.
And if you ask any cosmetic scientist or pretty much any scientist overall, they're going to tell you that parabens really, I mean, I'm sure not all parabens are created equally, but paraben is definitely a scare tactic word.
Yeah.
And now, but that's why a lot of skincare is, they want to put on their labeling paraben free. I see it on a lot of medical grade skincare too, because that's just a trigger word for people. You know, when you start watching television commercials and you're honing in on it, I see this as a skin person, I'm like really honed in on what the marketing for like Oil of Olay and that kind of stuff. You're watching these people put hyaluronic acid on 3 layers of makeup, okay? Like, they're not even seeing
it. Eva Longoria's got this fake syringe. It's so bad.
Oh my God. It's so stupid. So I'm like, you're not even showing your real skin. And trust me, she's not using Oil of Olay. I promise y'all that, okay? She's using some Botox.
No.
Okay,
natural skincare is not, it's not necessarily better. Chemicals are everywhere. Water's a chemical.
We are chemicals.
You know, yes, chemicals are good. We love chemicals.
Yeah.
And moving on.
But I will say, I'll side in note, when I worked in the green beauty salon, what I often found was, it was just, it's the same as everything. It's sales.
Yeah.
It's sales, sales, sales.
I was about to guess, did you find mold? Was there mold every? I'm just kidding. Don't answer that. But I was going to jokingly say that.
I will admit I'm the first one to love like a facial oil if I'm using like a gua sha tool. I really love a good oil cleanser, you know, prior to my like gel cleanser at night. Like I like quote-unquote natural, organic, whatever, green beauty for, like, filler products. I'm never going to rely on, like, a natural SPF to be my protector. Like, I want clinical studies on on my retinoid, on my vitamin C, on my SPF, and on my eye cream.
Yeah.
Cleansers, toners, I don't care if you're a little frou-frou on that. Yeah. Like, whatever.
That's true. Yeah, have fun with that. I mean, I am such a cleanser whore.
Yeah. I mean, so we all many have different our things. Body lotion, you know, what sparkle spray, whatever you want to do, okay? But, like, there are certain products that you want to rely on clinical studies. Like, I remember there was this ingredient that I used to have. Well, this is what I was trained on.
Yeah.
This antioxidant is 65 times stronger than vitamin C.
Yeah.
And I loved the serum at Green Beauty Salon. I had nothing else to compare it to, you know. Yeah. But it was like deep down in my pit of my stomach, I'm like, but I really would love to refer you to this one, you know, because this is what will actually save your skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, myth.
Myth.
Next on the list, pores opening and closing and shrinking. Yes. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, these are just like, I'm very much jotted down like notes.
Yeah. Can your pores open and close?
No.
No.
Do they breathe? Do they have lungs? No. Pores don't breathe. They don't open and close. They're not windows. Pores are determined by your genetics, guys, and things like exfoliation can help make them look better, but they're always going to be visible.
You're born with your pore size.
Everyone's got them. I think social media and like the filtering is like really even like warping people's beliefs of what skin can look like, because I look at those pictures and they just look so airbrushed to me. Like all of them just look, I mean, I'm like, oh, pretty makeup, because I do love pretty makeup. I appreciate makeup as an art form. But, like, you know, when there's no pores or anything, like, it's twisting all of our little minds to what real skin looks like, which is why, like, I love it when, like, a lot of estheticians have this movement, like, where we all post just, like, natural selfies of the texture, and we all show off our texture and our pores and our skin discoloration.
Because we all have it.
Because we all have it.
If you've ever spent a day in the sun, you have probably a little hyperpigmentation to go along with it. Okay. Yeah, you can't open. They are not going to open. They're not going to close. You can reduce the appearance, you know. You can microneedle.
Yeah.
That can help. A little bit, you know. But other than that,
people are just get so hung up on, like, if you're listening to this, like, 95% of your pores are not big. Y'all's aren't big.
Is this deja vu? Did we say this on the last one?
I feel like it did, but I feel like we can't say this enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this message needs to be spread far and wide.
If you think you have big pores,
you don't. You don't. None of y'all do.
Yeah.
Most people have normal-sized pores. Maybe 5-10% of people truly have large dilated pores.
And that's probably because they don't ever cleanse or exfoliate or protect their skin. You know, they've just stretched out over time. What makes your pores bigger, though? Let's go ahead and talk about that. If you don't keep them clean, when dirt and debris is in a pore and it continues to stretch it out, once that pore is stretched, it's stretched. So that's why it's really imperative to cleanse your skin well.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, what is it? I'm like, put it on right.
If it burns, it's working.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one. That kind of almost goes back to the over exfoliation, where people think, oh, if they put something on, it's tingling, it's working.
Yeah.
Well,
I always say that with chemical pills. I'm like, listen, more pain is not always more gain.
No.
Communicate.
Yes.
I may be annoying when I'm applying a medical grade pill to you, but when I say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10, get this off of me, I want you to tell me.
Yes.
Not, you're at an 8 and you're trying to pretend like you're at a 4. Like, no. Okay.
Yeah. No, patient feedback's really important. When things are burning, we do need to know, like, people I think worry about complaining, but actually this goes back to something we were just talking about, like with the numbing cream. So I don't believe in numbing for things like photo facials, which is like pigmentation removal, or hair removal.
Same.
Because patient feedback is so important, because if we're burning, y'all are going to know before we do. Yeah. You will feel it. I tell people all the time, I do like a test pulse, and I say, this should feel uncomfortable but tolerable.
Yes.
That's like my exact verbiage every time. And if you're numb, you're not going to know that. And that kind of stuff, IPL, BBL, lasers, that stuff should feel like that. It shouldn't feel worse than that. And if it does, you need to communicate that to your provider.
Yeah, and like with that laser, because there's probably a lot of laser providers out there listening, it's like I always say, is it okay after? You know, because it's kind of like a quick pop, and then it's like, it doesn't really feel anything after. Maybe light sunburn, maybe after the second pass. But if they're like, no, I'm fine, I'm like, okay, good. But yeah, you have to be able to feel it. So if you don't have to numb for things, don't numb. I have heard clinics not numbing for microneedling. Y'all are Satan. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So if it's burning, it's working. That is a myth.
That's a myth.
More is not always better.
No. And like I said, more pain is not always more gain.
No.
Okay. Next on the list. Oh, this is good too. If you have dry skin, you can just need to drink more water.
Ugh, God, I hate that one. It's such a small amount. Like our skin gets like the water last.
Yeah.
Last, guys, think about that. It's the outermost organ. So, like hydration levels are not, like they say, like a very small percentage is affected by how much water you actually drink.
But you should drink a lot of water
because
it does benefit your other organs, which are represented on your face as well. So, I mean, it's just a good healthy habit to drink a lot of water. And that's why estheticians will say, make sure you drink your water. Some of them may believe that it does affect your skin, but it doesn't necessarily affect your skin. You have to like moisturize your skin with product to really moisturize your skin. I will tell you this though, if your lips are chapped, you are not drinking enough water. That is like the telltale sign that I know you don't drink water because your lips are really dry and crusty. Okay. Your skin adapts to skincare and stops working. We already did that one.
Oh, we did that one first.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, that was like the one we definitely wanted to talk about. Tanning cures acne.
Tanning cures acne. Oh my God. I want to just slap people when I hear this. It doesn't. It turns your skin darker, so it helps camouflage the scars. But no, it doesn't dry out your acne. UVA and UVB rays don't dry out your oil glands, period.
But what do they do?
Cause skin cancer and cause degradation of your collagen and elastin and make you look
premature aging,
make you look like a designer handbag. And you don't want to look like one. You want to carry one.
Ooh, cross stitch that on a pillow. We are in the sale.
Okay. So tanning does not cure acne. That's a myth.
Well, tanning beds are safer than the sun.
Oh, God. That's such a huge myth. Like, the indoor tanning bed industry, whoever wrote, like, I remember when they put that ad on the second page of the New York Times. So when you open the paper, it was a huge ad talking about how safe indoor tanning was. I think this was, like, in the 90s. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's even like in the 90s, I was kind of a child, y'all. I know. But I was very upset because I was very into skincare as a child. And I knew that they weren't good. I mean, they're just, it's like, let's take the radiation rays and make them even closer to our bodies. Like, how does that sound good for you?
Oh, my God. Full circle for me. One of my first jobs was working in a tanning bed.
That's so crazy.
I know. And I have so much sun damage to prove it. And I am like a Fitzpatrick.
I can't even.
One, two, y'all.
I'm like having a hard time picturing you like really tan. I was like, I'd love to see it.
Well, I actually went to prom with a guy who, he moved here from Mexico when he was one, so he was very dark, and I was probably darker than him at prom.
Whoa.
Because I laid in that tanning bed every single day that I worked.
Gosh.
And I remember my mom, so like we're like 30% Scottish, 30% from Ireland. I did my DNA thing, like we're like in Britain or something like that, you know. I'm like, we are white. Like,
yeah.
And she would always say, like, she could go in the sun for literally 5 minutes and sit under an umbrella. And if her feet are sticking out, she'll second degree burn.
Mm.
It's horrible. Because my dad can tan a little bit, I'm like kind of a two.
Yeah.
I don't even know where my thought process was.
We're talking about how tanning beds aren't safe.
I was so tan though.
But you were
laid every day.
Worked in a tanning bed and you were so tan. And I just couldn't fathom it because now you just take such, you know, good care of your skin. You're, you know, it's like it's more porcelain.
When I met, because I pee all the crap out of it now. When I met my husband, he still had a suntan city membership, and I was like, I can't date you if you go to the tanning bed. Like, I'm sorry. This is my moral now.
Yeah. When I started dating my husband, I didn't know it, but he was a smoker. And he told me, he came clean about it. So we met in like a group setting first, and then we went on like a date by ourselves. And that's where I learned it. So it was kind of our first date. And I told him it was fine if he was a smoker. I just didn't date smokers. And he stopped smoking.
Like, and that's how you know they're the one. When they do things like that on their own for you.
Pretty much, ladies. That's all I'm saying.
Last one that we have on our list is base tans can protect you.
What? I don't even understand that one.
I don't either.
Getting a tan before you get a tan?
Or spray tans. Like, a spray tan's not going to protect
you. Spray tan has no sunscreen in it. That is ludicrous. But I feel like I heard that. I guess I grew up down in Mobile, and we would go to Gulf Shores, and like my friends would say, oh, I got to get a base tan this weekend before I go to the beach. And I'm like, a base tan to, no, I gotta, I'm
that's just to make you look better.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think it works like that, but okay. Like, you know, I wasn't going to tell my friends in high school about the dangers of tanning because I knew they wouldn't listen to me.
Myth. Yeah, I think for a long time, though, like growing up, like tan skin was the only beautiful skin. Now we're moving into a culture where I think that pale skin is becoming very beautiful again.
I think we're moving into more, I think with the democratization of like social media, I think we're moving more into this is my utopia where love your skin that you were born with.
Yeah.
Like we love Kourtney's skin, we love Griffin's skin, Kim Kardashian's skin, like whatever she was born, like we just love ourselves as we are.
We're not
trying to be like, you don't, I mean, I get like, okay, I have self tanner on right now. I'm like totally.
But see, like if I go to the beach because I'm so freaking pale, I'm like, I feel like, Oompa Loompa out there just by myself. Not because I'm orange, but because it's like, I'm just so pale on the beach of like all this tan skin. And I'm like, I just feel so out of.
Yeah, I feel like I've never been at the beach and been like, oh my God, that person is so white. Like, I don't think I've ever.
They look like me.
So I don't know. Just moving more towards where we all just love our own skin types and our own features.
Like, feel comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah, feel comfortable in your own skin. But, like,
I want that for all of us.
It's like I say that. I mean, I say that, but, like, you know, then I'd laugh, like, because I am wearing a little self. I have been putting on a little self tanner just to, I don't know.
So what does it make? Because a little bit of tan makes you feel glowy and good.
I wonder if it's, like, a correlation in our brains to, like, vitamin D. You know what I'm saying? If it's like a stim, like seeing your skin more tan makes you, like it stimulates the vitamin D in your brain. Am I like, I don't know. I'm going to Google this after the show and see.
Follow-up question.
What?
No, well, I'm just excited that today or last night was we're springing forward. We have this extra hour. The days are longer. We have to start reapplying the SPF.
Yes.
Do we have any truths? We said everything we said today was a myth. Everything is false.
Skincare truth. I mean,
like, what is something that you may have heard that is true? Wear your sunscreen.
Yes.
That's the only thing we hear that is true.
Wearing sunscreen every day will positively affect the way you age and reduce your chances of skin cancer. That is a fact.
Yeah.
And
also, speaking of that, go get a skin check. You know, I had a client the other day. I'm like, first off, I caught two skin cancers this year on clients that had to go to the derm. They came back and they said, my derm said they were so glad I saw you because you caught this. And also, it's like I had a 50-year-old guy in the other day. He's never been to the dermatologist. Super like Fitzpatrick too, covered in sunspots. He's there for IPL. And I'm like, you need a skin exam.
Yes. So if you're listening and you haven't, after you click off of this, go to Google or go to Blue Cross Blue Shield, look up whoever your dermatology providers are, make an appointment for a skin check. And on that note of estheticians noticing things like skin cancers on patients and like client communication, so this is kind of like tied in. It's an amazing, I'm so excited to share this story because it really kind of blew me away the other day. So I had someone in my clinic, not as a patient, but more in professional capacity, and we were just chit-chatting, and we'd had to reschedule her visit a few times. We were chatting about a device because she had been sick, and she told me, because we had been friends before, so I'd worked with her with other devices, so we were friends before this appointment, and she told me she had thyroid cancer, and she had to have surgery to get, they were going to remove some of the nodules, like in her thyroid, remove her thyroid. Mm. So we had to schedule it for after her surgery, which I was fine with. So she came in, and she's recovered and feeling better and back on the road and all that. And I was like, well, you know, what were the signs? Like, how did you know you had thyroid cancer? Because I was thinking, I don't even know if I know. Like, I know in my breasts I feel for lumps. And yeah. But I was like, you know, how does that happen? And she said, actually, my esthetician caught it. She said, I went in for a facial, and I hadn't been in a while because, you know, with just the pandemic and things, I was just busy. And she said, no, but I wanted to go get a facial. So I went to my regular girl, and she was cleansing my face and neck, and she felt these lumps around my neck and around my thyroid. And she said, you need to go get that checked. That doesn't feel right. Mm. Isn't that not like, oh.
When you have someone that's like touching your body, because so oftentimes it's like, you something just looks normal to you because you see it every day, you feel it every day, and a lot of people hate complaining and hate being a burden, you know. So they, men especially, they don't go to the doctor, they don't get those checkups. But like, anytime I feel like we touch a body and we see something, it's like in us, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things. Like, I'll look at someone and be like, you didn't have that spot last time. What's that from?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Is this a curling iron burn? Is this an actinic keratosis? Yeah. Do you need to go to dermatologist? Like, you know.
Yes.
And that story, oh, man, it was just.
That's chilling.
I know,
it is. Oh, that's a good story.
Okay.
Well, whoever that esthetician is, girl, you, kudos to you. We are so proud of you.
That's
you
right.
just saved a life.
That's right.
I think that's it. 30
yeah.
minutes, guys. We kept
right.
it short.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We want to thank Kelsey Kopecki for letting us use her music and Damian Churchwell for the sound engineering. Please leave us a review, throw us some stars, and subscribe.